Now, an 87-year-old former state prosecutor has entered prison to begin a 6-year sentence for her role in one of the most notorious communist show trials of the 1950s, in which democratic politician Milada Horáková was sent to the gallows. Ludmila Brzova-Polednova voluntarily entered prison on Thursday evening and will now undergo medical tests to ascertain whether she is fit to serve her sentence. Rob Cameron has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. So, Rob, Mrs. Polednova was sentenced some time ago. Why is it such a surprise that she has, in fact, entered prison?
That's right. She was sentenced back in November 2007. But since then, she's been fighting this verdict in court. She's lost a series of appeals, even an appeal from the Supreme State Attorney to President Václav Klaus to pardon her was turned down by the president. It's just emerged, in fact, that the Supreme Court has also turned down her latest appeal, which means there were only two avenues left open to her, the Constitutional Court and the European Court of Justice.
Right, so has she given up then? What happens next?
Well, she did in fact surprise everyone by turning up at a prison, the Bory prison in Plzeň, on Thursday evening after apparently saying goodbye to her family. She was immediately transferred to Prague's Pankrác prison hospital for tests to determine whether she is indeed fit to serve her sentence. If she is, she'll be sent to a special geriatric facility at a prison in Světlé nad Sázavou in central Bohemia, where she'll begin her 6-year sentence. For her role in the judicial murder of Milada Horáková.
As we said, she is 87. Is there a lot of debate over whether it's right to send someone of her age to prison?
I think there is. I think the people who, you know, pursued this case, they did so primarily to make a symbolic gesture of justice for Milada Horáková rather than, doing it to see a frail old woman, almost blind, suffer for the rest of her days in prison. But on the other hand, Mrs. Polednova is obviously sound of mind. She's absolutely unrepentant for her role in the trial of 1950, saying that she was part of a struggle against Western imperialism.
Right, well, that was 60 years ago, though. She's just a frail old woman today, isn't she?
And she is, but I think, you know, the case hasn't been helped by a lot of the evidence that came to light during the trial, especially an alleged statement that she made to Milada Horáková's executioners. She's alleged to have said in 1950, "Don't break her neck on the noose, suffocate the bitch." Certainly it seems that Mrs. Horáková, who was quite innocent of the charges of espionage and treason, died a horrible and agonising death, and Ludmila Brzova-Polednova is responsible for that partly. So that sympathy for Mrs. Polednova, whose prison cell, you know, will not be luxurious, but neither will it be too squalid, is rather limited.
Right. Rob Cameron, thank you for that. Now, for the last time, we turn to the One World Festival of Human Rights documentaries.